praise God. Come on, bless the Lord. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning to start a new day. Lord, we thank you for each and every blessing that you bestowed upon us. Father, we thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the things that we take for granted so easily. Father God, we pray for those that are in hospital beds and those that are behind prison walls. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for all of our sins, Lord. Things that we have done that we didn't even know were wrong. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. If I had a thousand tongues, it wouldn't be enough to say thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, God, that you will stop by John's Chapel AME Church this morning. Lord, we pray that you will bless this service, Lord. We pray, God, that you will bless our speaker for this morning, Reverend Sharina Little T. Wright, Father God. Lift her up to Heavenly Father God. Stand her up, Lord Jesus, so that she will bring a word for us. And let us be able to receive the word that she has for us. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for Martin Luther King Jr. who came our way and for all that he did for us. And Lord, in his words we say, then finally, help us to realize that man was created to shine like stars and live on through all eternity. Keep us, we pray, in perfect peace. Help us to walk together, pray together, sing together, and live together until that day when all God's children, black, white, red, and yellow, will rejoice in our common bond of humanity in the kingdom of our Lord and our God. blessing of your blessing. May it cut it out, you know, so you can sit with your man. Favor is the cloud of the latter rain.
appreciate you selecting John's Chapel as your place of worship today. There were a lot of other options. We're glad you settled to come to John's Chapel. And we'd also like to invite you to come back again. And you have a specialized welcome in just a few moments from the pastor. And we pray that the service will continue to be a blessing to each of you. And for those who did not stand today, we want you to know that we're glad to have you with us today as well. So if you didn't stand, if you'd like to wave or anything, any of the guests like to just give us a wave. Amen. Everybody, come on now. Amen. Thank you so much for coming today. We'd like to emphasize our prayer concerns on page 6. We have one new entry, Sister Barbara Field, requesting your prayers. She has a procedure done this week. And also, we'd just like you to include everyone who's on the prayer list and others. Just remember to leave your prayers. I want to emphasize that today we will be celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King citywide this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Civic Center. And Reverend C. Wright will again bring the message. We ask that all of you make plans to be there as well. organization. Enterprise Alabama, signed the 13th day of January 2024 by Mrs. Gloria Wheeler, President, Ms. Ann Bridget, and Ms. Gloria Bridget, Youth Program Chairpersons. I'd like to ask those who participate to please come down front quickly, and if we could get Pastor down for a quick photo. Those who participated last night, the youth. Amen. Can we give God a hand clap of praise? They danced well, they sang well, they were just excellent. Devontae, I'm gonna need you to come on down, please. Devontae did a solo that just lit the house on fire. Amen. It was just amazing. Yeah, the dancers, the singers, they were excellent. Amen. Pastor, they ain't want to stand there. See, I can tell that. But you're still a youth, and you're a YPP president. Will you come down and take a picture?
Get the baby to the
girl. That's all right. Okay, all right. Your mama now is going to be at this one.
Thank you.
picture because that's the way the village is rolls. Amen.
Amen.
Can you all move the slide back to number two? I'd like us to read the thought for today together. If you can, it's okay. Thank you. Number two.
Okay.
Can y'all see that? Okay. I don't think I can. Y'all read it. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he is. Controversy. Amen. Martin Luther King. Thank you. You all read that so well. Can we give God a hand clap and praise?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Simmons. Y'all don't give our hand clap praise. Thank God for that. Thank God for that.
Thank you.
Kiara. Come on, Kiara. Now, she presented her TikTok. You can go on our Facebook page and watch the TikTok challenge. They were being very creative. They had to do a rap, or either they could do a poem, they could do a speech. Something about Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and our children, they nailed it. You all need to go on our Facebook page, our web page, where you can see our children participated in this challenge. They had fun, as well as they were learning about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So at this time, now we want to prepare to hear from Kiara. Well, she said she wanted to do her.
Thank you.
showing their TikTok challenge about not to rip it down on us again. I'm going to be straight to you. Thanks, Lady. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. All right. That's it. Come on, officer, this is the prayer that I give you. Let us feel that strangely from a sensitive, for we know that God loves and should forgive us. Amen. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. We have to remain a tithe in church. A tithe in works in three areas. First, to be obedient to God. Second of all, for the maintenance of the building. And third, for the spreading of the gospel, dealing with ministry. So when you tithe, you operate in three areas. First of all, you've been obedient to God. Second of all, for the maintenance of the building. And third, for ministry, meeting people's needs in the community. Okay? So let's continue to tithe. Let's continue to be self-sufficient. I'm here in our church. Repeat after me. When I tithe,
I
acknowledge God.
I acknowledge God.
It's my source.
It's my source.
My supplier.
My supplier.
And my sustainer.
Together one more time.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord has blessed.
lift up a powerful preacher. With that thought in mind, the next voice you will hear would be the supervisor of the non-Episcopal district, Reverend Sherita Moon Seawright. Your supervisor, my supervisor, our supervisor. Come on, y'all, let's give our man a praise as he comes and bless us this morning.
Thank you. My parents lived through the Great Depression. They talked about the hard 2nd, 1963, when President John F. Kennedy was killed. Most of us can tell you where we were on Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, when the terrorist attacks. And in keeping with today's celebration, there are those of us who remember where we were on Thursday, April 4th, 1968, when Dr. King was killed. I know it's a long time ago, it's probably going to sound strange to young people, but that actually was a time when you went to the gas station and you stayed in your car and somebody came out and asked you high test or rich, and you gave them $5 and you got more than a half a tank of regular or high test gas. On payday for a bag, you just said fill her up. And while the attendant washed our front and back windshield, checked the oil, told us about tiring of the air, and gave us a hearty thank you, we were happy. But then there came a time in the summer of 1979 with the gas prices. And gas shot up to 80 cents a gallon. Good Lord, we were upset. Gas rationing took over, and based on your tag number, you could only buy gas on certain days. There was a time, as I'm saying back in the day, when life was simple. Oh, what a time that was. People respected each other. People could disagree without hating. Old people received the utmost respect. And when children misbehave, any adult has the power and the authority to chastise the child. And when, not if, the parents found out, the parents dealt that punishment as well. Remember the time when we didn't have to lock our doors at day or night? Remember when teachers went to school to teach? And students went to school to learn? Teachers dressed like they were in charge, and grown folks had control of their house, and you could take a person's word for truth, and men opened doors for women, and women ran men's bathwater. Lord have mercy, I'm glad I came on for that. Girls who got pregnant before marriage would sit up north for a while. And the boys who impregnated the girls often remained publicly anonymous and continued their life. And you remember that time?
Yes.
I'm old enough to remember a time when the church was different.
Yes.
Church was treated as a holy place. Yes. The best cussers would not cuss on church property. Yes. Church officers accepted the responsibility that came with their role. Church ladies wore enough clothes to cover what needed to be covered. And men didn't let others see their role behind. There were times when children sat through an entire 3-hour church service without a snack, water, gum, or a trip to the outhouse. And the pastor feared God enough not to get caught in compromising situations. Do you remember the time when the church was a place where worship was expected to experience God's presence? When all the elements of worship met, we really sang the song, when all God's children get together, what a time, what a time, what a time. That's when church service was good. That's when the church members connected and saints called on the name of Jesus and demons actually played. There was no time for foolishness in God's house. There was no walking out on watch night. People had a sense of urgency about their Christianity. They knew they needed God in the now. What happened in those times? I think I know what happened. The answer is in the word. After they days of Noah, most people continued to sin. But some chose to follow God. God called a man named Abram to leave his country, his people, and his father's household, and go to a land that God would show him. Then came the generation of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We read the story of Moses. The Israelites conquered Canaan, and God sent judges, but the Israelites didn't think God's leadership was enough. They wanted a king, just like other nations. It's bad to want what other folks got when it's not for you. And for those of us who've been long enough to get good sense, we know that training God for anything is not good. Through all the struggles and good days, the prophet Isaiah showed up. He was called by God. Isaiah was a powerful prophet. He was open to God's leading, and God called Isaiah and told him the people would not listen to him, but Isaiah still went forward. Isaiah understood the importance of obeying God. The Israelites instead behaved like ingrates. After all God had done for them, they turned from God to sin. And to make matters worse, they refused to repent. Sound familiar?
Yes.
But the Lord knew that a remnant of the people would not continue to be against him. And through God's word, Isaiah urged the Israelites to watch themselves, to stop doing evil, to learn to do right, to seek justice, to encourage those who were oppressed, and to defend the fatherless and widows. So this brings us to our text where Isaiah says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the soul, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In other words, Isaiah was saying, look, Israel, you're in bad shape. The world is falling apart. God offers you redemption. Yes, you are guilty and dirty for sin, but let's make a decision, and let's make that decision now. You have nothing wrong, but God will forgive. All you have to do is repent. And when you repent, God will bless you to eat the good of the land. But if you don't repent, if you continue to turn against God, you will be destroyed. I just told the people of Israel, and I'm telling you, as a people, we are in bad shape. You don't believe me? Think about it. As a people, God has brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. God brought our ancestors through kidnappings from their native home country. He brought them through the middle passage and delivered them, even us, through the first burden of Jim Crow. When we became free, we heard God. After the Emancipation Proclamation, we listened to God. When the early days of liberation, we praised God. We made time for God. We acknowledge God as the source of our souls. Then God started blessing us. We got good jobs with benefits and paid time off. We made more money in a month than our grandparents made in 3 years. Unlike our ancestors who saved for what they needed, we mortgaged our income for what we wanted. We park 2 cars in a 2-car garage and leave 3 cars on the street in the driveway and still can't get to church. We have a huge family room where the family members never get together. We put cats and dogs in the house and locked ourselves in gated communities. We have Bluetooth refrigerators, stoves, and ovens, but nobody knows how. can't even assign homework or give students a failing grade. My car cost more than my parents' 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house off in 1958. Elected officials stand for what they know is wrong. And we send our children to HBCUs and PWIs, and when they come home, the students are too high-minded to speak to the folks who pray for them to get accepted to the college. One parent can take care of four children, but four children can't take care of one parent. I never imagined a time when parents would have to wait for their children to tell the parents the child's appropriate gender. I gotta wait till you go up and you can tell me what you are. Governments are corrupt. Children are disrespected. Parents are sexually abusing children, and children have more power than parents. That's in the world. But the church doesn't get a passing grade either.
All right.
In the church, preachers are preaching a prosperity gospel that seems to prosper the preachers more than the country.
All right.
Church members won't cooperate with the pastor unless it's their organization's anniversary. Church members carry out hate crime. Church members struggling to meet budget requirements. Why? Because church members just won't tithe. Not Peter, the choir can't sing and won't make time for choir practice. Church members whose family members don't attend church get mad when the church officer tells the non-church members they have to pay for weddings and funerals at the church. Officers want to leave. Non-tithing people will serve on the church finance committee and count the money that the tithe will give. Church members are more afraid of their clique than God. And Satan is having a field day laughing at all of us and saying, look at them. They think they got to make children know the words to life is good, blind to life, the box is like I do, and sure folks think they're too young to understand scripture and sermons. You probably wonder what this has to do with anything. Well, this is MLK weekend. It's the time of year that the United States sets aside to honor the life of a man who believed in folks doing the right thing. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. He fought for civil rights for all people. Yes, he had his wrongs, but he made a positive difference in our culture. He challenged us to seek the best, to expect the best, to present the best, and to do the best. However, since Dr. King was assassinated, it seems to me that we have gone backwards. We separated into the have and the have not, hated among ourselves. You adopt the motto, me, 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 and mine.
Yeah.
Have we forgotten that Dr. King taught that all of us were in the same boat?
Yeah.
And based on the struggle, I believe Dr. King, who was killed because he dared speak truth to power, would be disappointed that we as the people of society, we lost suffer the consequences. The time is now for us to wake up from the dream and make a difference in this world. Now is the time to stand in truth. It's time to hold our head up and move forward. As we celebrate Dr. King, let's remember how he impacted the world. But my sisters and brothers, it's not enough to celebrate Dr. King. We need to remember Dr. King and live up to the present day challenges. Stop hiding and pretending that everything is all right and just going along to get along. We might be better educated. We might have greater opportunities. We might have access to people in high places. But if we're going to come together and reason and make a difference, we need more than a King Day celebration. We need more than a holiday.
Save us from our sins. And all we have Shake.
You're still God.
Yes.
And we can trust in you.
Yes.
So thank you, God, for the opportunity to lay our problems before you.
Yes.
Thank you for John's chapel. Yes. Pastor Lisa White, all people who work and serve you.
Yes.
Bless us, Lord, as we continue to keep you again.
Yes.
That you might get honor and glory.
Yes.
Out of all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
which is